Meditation has been shown to be effective for treating a whole host of emotional and physical symptoms. It's been found to be helpful in the prevention and treatment of high blood pressure, heart disease, and strokes. It's also proved helpful in reducing obsessive thinking, anxiety, depression, and hostility. Lastly, it's been shown to increase concentration and attention. For meditation to be effective, it generally must be practiced for at least 1 month in order to experience the more profound effects. Now I'd like to briefly review the four major components of meditation. Number one, it's important, particularly when first learning to meditate, to be in a quiet place. External distractions should be minimized. Ideally, it should be a place that is set aside from the urgencies of daily living and where you can sit in peace. Number two, meditation is encouraged by choosing a comfortable position that can be held for about 20 minutes without causing stress. There are three common sitting positions. Choose from the following sitting positions that are most comfortable for you. In the first, you can sit in a chair with your arms and legs gently resting in a relaxed manner. In the second, you can sit cross-legged on the floor or on a cushion. And in the third, you can sit on your knees with your big toes touching and your heels pointing outward so that your butt rests on your feet. Be sure to sit up straight with the weight of your head falling straight down your spinal column. It's also important to avoid meditating within 2 hours of a heavy meal, since digestion interferes with your ability to remain relaxed and alert. The third major component of meditation involves selecting an object to focus on, such as a word or sound repetition, an object or symbol to gaze at or imagine, or a specific feeling or thought. As distracting thoughts enter your mind, you can let them pass while returning to the chosen object of focus. Now to the fourth component of meditation. The most essential element to experiencing relaxation in meditation is maintaining a passive attitude. For a while, thoughts and distractions can be cleared from the mind. When these thoughts reoccur, they can be noted and let go of as you return to the chosen object of focus. The passive attitude includes a lack of concern about how well you're doing. Instead, it means feeling uncritically yourself in the present. So these are some of the core components of an effective meditation practice. I hope these instructions will help you to begin your own successful practice.